Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Writing Cabin with Tara Benner. I'm fantasy author Tara Benner, and this is my cabin. We all need to escape into story from time to time. So come on in, sit down by the fire, pour yourself a nice hot cup of coffee, and let's talk books. Now, before we get started today, I wanted to take a quick moment to thank my wonderful patrons. Patrons, your support not only funds the creation of brand new short stories, but it tells me that you enjoy my books so much that you want to support them and me directly. If you're not familiar with Patreon, Patreon is just a platform that allows readers to support authors with a small monthly pledge. And if you would like to join our Patreon family, you can do so over at patreon.com/TaraBennerLabs. I create a brand new short story every single month, as well as a video diary, and you can gain access to all of that Patreon content for just $2 a month. Again, that's patreon.com/TaraBennerLabs. All right. This week's featured book is Colony 1, Book 1 of the Elderon Chronicles. Maggie Barnes is at the end of her rope. She's young and broke, living in New York, and her newspaper job has been taken over by robots. When she pisses off a Playboy tech billionaire, she's mysteriously offered a position aboard the first civilian space colony. Maggie thinks it's her lucky break, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. At first glance, Elderon seems to be a futuristic utopia. Bots do the laundry, meat comes from a lab, and the latest technology expands the scope of human capability. But as Maggie digs deeper, she realizes that Elderon is not at all what it seems. When she receives a tip from an unknown source, she'll go undercover and learn a truth that could put her life in jeopardy. If you enjoy blistering action, near-future technology, sassy heroines, and reluctant heroes, you will love this fast-paced story. And right now, Colony 1 is free wherever books are sold. I will put a link to that down in the show notes. All right, now it's time for my little life update that I do each and every week. And this week, the big news is that walking has finally clicked with my son. I think I mentioned last week that he had started walking from me or to my husband around his little playpen. Well, it's not a little playpen. It's like the biggest playpen in the world. It's big enough for like two adults. Like you probably fit a queen size mattress in this playpen. And so my husband and I will go in there and play with him. And last week he was kind of toddling around, but this week he is full on like running around the house with his arms straight out and a big smile on his face. And this actually kind of had its jumping off point yesterday because I had a doctor's appointment, and I took him to the doctor's appointment because what else do you do when you have an infant and you don't have childcare? And I didn't realize it, but the doctor I was seeing was running an hour behind schedule. And so literally my son was just running around the waiting room, making friends with everybody. And I think what happened was I got on these new shoes, and they're these shoes called Robies, and they're kind of like a moccasin bottom. And usually at home he's barefoot. And so I put him in these shoes, and I think it just gave him better traction or something. And he was just off to the races, and I didn't sit down for like the whole hour I was waiting for this doctor. So that was fun for him. But now he is pretty good at walking. The other fun thing that happened this week was my family and I took a little day trip to Golden, Colorado. And it's really funny because for years I had it in my mind that I had been to Golden previously with a friend of mine. And I had this like imprinted memory, like we had gone and visited the mining college there. But as we like got into Golden, I was looking around and I'm thinking to myself, I don't think I've ever been here before. And it's great because it was such a fun experience. It's Golden is really, in the summertime, this vibrant, bustling town. There's a river where people tube and raft, and so there are all these people running around downtown, their bathing suits with these big, you know, inflatable inner tubes. And there were, you know, lots of bars and restaurants and shops open, and there were people playing instruments out on the street. And it was just a really fun kind of little side adventure that I hadn't expected. If you remember in Warrior Witch, I actually had this other witch coven that's from Golden, and I kind of picked that because in real life Golden there's this metaphysical shop, and I was kind of looking at it, and it just seemed like a nice little niche for a coven of witches to settle in. And actually having visited Golden, I think that that's probably true. It's a really cool kind of college feeling town. I guess there is a college there. It's just a really cool town. So if you're in Colorado, especially if you're visiting Denver, I definitely recommend stopping over in Golden. Golden is almost like a suburb of Denver at this point, and so it's really easy to make the drive. The reason, though, that we went to Golden was I got a paddleboard. I talked about my newfound love of paddleboarding, and it's so extreme that I went on Craigslist. I've been scouring Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace for the perfect paddleboard, and I found it, except it was in Golden. And so, you know, it was a really good paddleboard at a really good price. And so I was willing to make the drive, and I got it, and it's beautiful and it's so much fun. We went and picked it up, and on our way back, it was kind of rainy, and it was getting late, and I didn't think I was going to get to try it out. But then my husband pulls off at this lake, he's like, "You're going to try out this paddleboard." And so we paid our $8 to get into this like park, and I went and took it on the water. It's raining. Oh, it was so much fun. It's just, there's nothing. I mean, there are things like it. It's been a while since I've experienced anything like that, because when I was in college, I rode crew, and I've been kayaking, and kayaking is very similar, canoeing, just being on the water in a man-powered vessel like that. It's so peaceful, and especially the paddleboard, because you can't, I mean, there are people who race paddleboards, obviously, but most people, it's kind of more of like a slower paced thing. And, I went paddleboarding twice last weekend, actually, both times in the rain. When I went on Sunday, it was pouring down rain and thundering, and I went to 11 Mile Reservoir, and I was the only person on the water, and it was incredible. I didn't care that it was pouring down rain. I wore like my rain gear, and I was just like hardcore paddleboarding because I just got my awesome new board, and it was so great. I definitely recommend it if you're looking for a fun summer activity on the water. You can do it pretty much anywhere. There's a lake. Some people do it on slow moving, like class one rivers. I'm not brave enough for that. Some people do it on the ocean. I think you need a different kind of paddleboard than the one I got, but it's a lot of fun. That's about it for my life update. Now it's time for my writing update that I do every week. And this week, the only update I have is that I am still immersed in the first round of revisions on Dragon Kingdom. And that's literally all I've been doing this week, because I'm really trying to kind of pick up the pace a little bit. It was slow and sticky to start. But now that I've found my groove, I really want to get this round of revisions completed before I go out of town. Me and my son were flying back to see some family. And anytime I take a break in the middle of a phase of my process, it really throws me off. And so I would love to get this round of revisions wrapped up before I go. But at this point, I'm really enjoying this phase in the process, because even in the short time between writing the draft and editing the draft, I kind of forgot how much I love these characters. And not just the characters as individuals, but really I love how they interact with each other. So the main protagonist is kind of this tough half-elf woman who likes to duel to earn extra money. And her best friend is this Churly named Finian. And Churly is kind of like a hobbit, if so you can picture that. And there's a ruffian dragon hunter named Larkin, and a curmudgeonly dwarf, and a quarter giant, and it's just, it's so much fun. There's so much witty banter between the characters, and that kind of carries you through the journey, because it's kind of, it's not a quest story, but it's definitely like a journey story where all these characters are together on this journey, but their motives are like completely at odds with one another, and they're kind of trying to put one over on each other. And, you know, of course they run into peril along the way, and, you kind of learn more about the world, and there are some mysteries that have yet to unfold that are kind of introduced or teased, in book one that you won't really be able to put, you know, the loose ends together until later on in the series, and then it'll all make sense. So just trying to get all of that to work in harmony, make sure that I'm consistent, make sure that everything I know about the world is introduced to the reader at the proper time, because the trouble is when you write epic fantasy and you spend all this time creating this world, you kind of, in the end, you know the world so well that you sometimes forget that other people have no idea, you know, about this world. And so it's really important to give people all the information they need without overwhelming them with fantasy creatures and terms and expressions and places, and not giving too much history of the world, but also giving it enough to where it feels rich and intriguing and everything makes sense. So that's kind of my big challenge on this phase of revisions. And then when I go back and read everything through aloud, that will hopefully allow me to vacuum up any little problem spots that I might have missed. So we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to send it to my beta readers after this round of revisions or the following round. I'll probably stick to my process and send it to them after this round, just because since it's my first time in a new genre, hopefully there's nothing huge that needs fixed, but if there is, I would rather know it sooner rather than later. So I will probably be recruiting a couple new beta readers to my team. If you are a person who reads a lot of Tolkien-esque fantasy, high fantasy, epic fantasy, you love elves, dragons, all that stuff, email me or find me on social media and let me know that you would like to be part of my beta team. I do expect a fairly quick turnaround from my beta readers, because the people who beta read for me, they're just voracious readers and they do read fairly quickly. And so for this book, I'll probably give about 10 days, but no more, to read the book and provide feedback. But if that's your thing and you think you'd like to read it before literally anyone else and kind of deal with the imperfections of a draft and give me your kind but honest feedback, I would be happy to welcome you to the team. Just let me know. But that is about it for my writing updates. Now it's time for what am I reading this week? And I hate to admit, I have been in kind of a fiction slump. I did get some good recommendations from my Facebook reader group yesterday, and so I have a few books kind of waiting for me. But honestly, I kind of ran out of fun fantasy books with dragons to read, and I've also had this issue lately where I've had kind of a hard time finishing things, books and TV shows and movies. I don't know. I'm kind of... I hate to say this, as an author, it's terrible to admit this, but I'm kind of a serial book abandoner. Like, as in, I might be a third of the way through the book, I might be three quarters of the way through the book, or 90% through a TV show. And if I just kind of get bored with it, or I just am really not enjoying it, I'll just kind of abandon it and never come back and finish. And I don't even really like to admit that because it feels like you're not like following through. It kind of feels like you're a quitter. But to be honest, I just don't have the time these days to waste on things that I don't enjoy that are supposed to be enjoyable. You know, there's plenty of things that we all have to do that are not enjoyable, but reading is not one of those things. And so if I am not into a book, if I have to kind of drag my feet to open it up on my Kindle or listen to it, I really just kind of let it go and I start something else. And a lot of times I'll get book recommendations from readers and they'll say things like, oh, if you just wait until book three, it gets really good. And I just kind of think to myself, you must not be a parent. I'm sorry. I just don't have that kind of time. And I mean, people are going to like hate me for this. I abandoned Wheel of Time, the TV show, I think like halfway through the last episode of the first season because I was kind of bored, but I kind of also felt like I knew who the Dark One was and I thought it was Rand. This isn't really a spoiler because I haven't finished it, but I found him really annoying as a character and I was like, you know, okay, every female character in this show is more interesting than he is, and yet you watch, he's going to end up being the Dark One. And I had to just quit. And so anyway, I shifted over to nonfiction kind of as a palate cleanser. And right now I'm listening to the book Metahuman by Deepak Chopra. I love me some Deepak. If you follow him on Instagram, he's hilarious. Like he's not supposed to be hilarious, but he's just like this sweet, funny, like older guy. And so I just love following him on Instagram. He's very tech savvy. So, you know, not being ageist at all. He is up on all the things. Go Deepak. But if you have some recommendations for fun fantasy reads with a female protagonist, preferably, please, please, please send them my way. I love getting recommendations from you guys. You've put me onto some really fantastic books and keep them coming. So I do have a fun book-related news item to share. I mean, okay, it's not new news. It's probably a year old, but it's news to me. So if you want to call it the olds instead of the news, that's fine. But I just learned that they're going to be adapting A Court of Thorns and Roses for TV. And the showrunner for Outlander and Battlestar Galactica, Ron Moore, is going to be doing it. And Sarah J. Maas is working on that with him. It's going to be on Hulu. So I was really excited to learn that. If you're an ACOTAR fan, you're probably like, oh, duh, we've known this for a year. But I just found out and I was excited because I love it when books are adapted for the screen, even if it's A Court of Thorns and Roses, which I have kind of like a complicated relationship with. It's still going to be really fun. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to enjoy it so much. And it might actually prompt me to finish the series. So we'll see. We're about to wrap up, but before we go, let's check the mailbox. And this week we have a question from Mamal Ali. And Mamal writes, is Eleanor the protagonist in any of the books? So this is talking about Witches of the Mountain Shadow. And if you have not read that series yet, Eleanor is Fiona's sister. And no, Eleanor is not a protagonist in any of the books. Honestly, it never even occurred to me to make her a main character or the main character of the Witches of the Mountain Shadow series. She is a very prominent side character who appears in every single book. She has like a pretty big speaking part, but she's never the protagonist. And it's kind of surprising that I never thought to do this because I love Eleanor. I love her dark sense of humor and her sarcasm. I love kind of the trajectory her character takes. No spoilers. And at times it almost seems like she's more protagonist-y than Fiona because especially in the earlier books, Fiona has kind of like a almost like a naive side, I think. And it's one of those things as the author where you can only really see it in retrospect that someone's little bit sunny, a little bit naive, a little bit not super concerned with all the dark stuff going on in her town. But then as the series continues and she comes into her own and gets this real sense of purpose, she becomes like instrumental, like the driving force behind this big effort to kind of save Mountain Shadow and save the witches. And so, no, maybe I should have, maybe Eleanor should have her own series. That's not in the works, by the way. But honestly, I don't know that I'd ever do a series where there was a different protagonist for each volume of the series, because I really hate that as a reader. There is this one series that the first book I read and I loved, and I was so excited to read book two, but then I realized book two was a different character who I was only briefly introduced to at the end of book one, and I was just like, I'm not really that interested in her story. I want to hear more about book one protagonist's story. And so I don't think I will ever do that personally, but you never know. Thank you so much for sending in that question. If you, dear listener, have any questions or comments you'd like for me to read on the show, you can send your questions to tarabenner@gmail.com. You can also post them on any of my social media channels. I am at author Tara Benner on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I am Tara Benner Author on YouTube. You can also post in our secret reader group on Facebook, Tara Benner's Reader Revolution. That's all I have for you this week, but feel free to stay in my cabin for as long as you like. We can drink all the coffee, you can crack open a good book, hopefully one of mine, and have a wonderful weekend.